Let's see. In the Catholic Church, I'm not sure. Does the priest preach a lesson? What would you call the lesson?
Well, usually they the lector, who is a lay person, they usually will do the epistle. There's three different things that they do right there, and most priests, out of those, when you come to the gospel, which he reads that, then he will take something from that, and just depending. Now, this little Jesuit priest that I like very well, he got a little upset over, the way things were going, and he did. My sister happened to be down here my daughter-in-law and son, it was last May, were down here for my birthday, and he really got after people. Boy, did he get after people, but it's very good. And Sherry she was just so happy. She says, "Oh, I like him." But most of the time, they don't do that. I think, there just had been a number of very upsetting things, and he just lectured them.
So there's nothing like a sermon?
Yes, it's a sermon, and it's usually on the gospel, or like Trinity Sunday, it would be more or less on the Trinity and the meaning of it. And then it depends, because each Sunday has a name. It's either Trinity Sunday, or this month is dedicated to the Sacred Heart. So it just depends.
Okay. Do you happen to know your ultimate ancestry? Where your did your people come from? Europe or?
Pretty well. We know on his side. Well, we do know on Mama's too. On Daddy's side, they were German, and I think they call him the old soldier. Came over. In fact, we have a cousin, the only living tract, T-R-A-C-H-T. He lives in Bern, Pennsylvania, and had been back to Germany. He found the house, the old tract house, and he had to go back several times before he finally, there was not a tract in it. It had been sold, but it was the old tract house. And they came over, I think, to keep from being conscripted. This relative, whom they call the old soldier, came over with, he had a large family, and I'm sure it was very rough because, they came over on the sea. Daddy was full-blooded German. I'm half. Now, Mama was Irish. Her father, I'm trying to think, he was French and Swiss, and her mother, of course, was Irish. Full-blooded Irish. Her name was Moran, and there wasn't, there wasn't a lot of generations over here. She didn't go back very far, the Morans were. Pretty well. And I guess Daddy really didn't either. We were back for a reunion in Upper Sandusky because my grandfather, H.A. Tract, had the first newspaper there. And they have buildings back there still, the building that will say H.A. Tract on it. And a date that was done. Now, that paper is still going. In fact, they just made celebrities out of us. They took our pictures, and because my sister Betty Ann had passed away, but her husband went.